welcome again to another episode of Jim's Child of the 60s. And this is episode number 13. Thanks for tuning in. And if you've tuned into previous episodes, I'm sure you've enjoyed previous songs as we try to play the obscure, rare, pop, garage, little odd stuff thrown in there just to keep things interesting. And if you haven't listened before, welcome to the show, and I hope you do enjoy it, as we always try to play rare and unusual stuff and songs that I hope people enjoy and add to their favorites. So on with more great music here on Jim's Child of the 60s on Podomatic.com.
It's pudding, man, all you do is shake it.
Shake, shake, shake a pudding, 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 shake a pudding.
Water and butter go in the cup, snap on the lid and then you shake it up.
Shake, shake, shake a pudding, 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 shake a pudding.
Shake one at your next party. In minutes, you've got it made. Shake a Puddin' dessert mix comes in your favorite flavor, rich with real milk solids, comes complete with four puddings, lids, spoons, and shakers. Throw them away when you're done.
Shake, shake, shake a Puddin', 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 shake a Puddin'.
New from Royal.
What a crazy way to make dessert.
Say it's
Welcome back again to Jim's Child of the 60s. The song in the introduction of the show was from a group called the Scotland Yardleys, with a song called Some Guys Have It from 1966. And the song in those three songs set, the first song was Codeine by a group called The Litter from Minneapolis from 1967. And after that we heard from the Magic Mushrooms from 1966 with their song I'm Gone. And the final song in that set was from a group called The Clefts of Lavender Hill from Florida, with a song called One More Time from 1966. And you can obviously tell the Mersey Beat influence on that last song. And thanks again for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s. And if you have any comments, suggestions, or questions, please feel free to write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca, or just leave some comments on my page at www.jwitty.podomatic.com. I appreciate every comment and suggestion that people send in to me, and I've received a few emails in the last week, and I've helped people track down songs and a little bit more information on songs that I have played here on Jim's Child of the 60s. As you've probably noticed, I'm nursing a little bit of a sore throat. The weather here has been quite cold, into the minus 20 or so with the wind chill, and quite a bit of snow as well. But enough of that, and on with more great 60s music here on Jim's Child of the 60s.
It's so nice to meet an old friend and pass the time of day and talk about the hometown a million miles away. Is the ice still in the river? Are the old folks still the same? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the morning came, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Is the home team still on fire? Do they still win all the games? And by the way, did she mention my name? Is the landlord still a loser? Do his signs hang in the hall? Are the young girls still as pretty in the city in the fall? Does the laughter on their faces still put the sun to shame? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And when the talk ran high, did the look in her eyes seem far away? Is the old roof still leaking when the late snow turns to rain? And by the way, did she mention my name? Did she mention my name just in passing? And looking at the rain, do you remember if she dropped a name or two? Won't you say hello from someone? There'll be no need to explain. And by the way, did she mention my name?
What's up, Davey?
Nothing's up. It's nobody here but us monkeys.
Make friends with Kool-Aid. Make Kool-Aid with friends. For fruit that never ends. Make friends with Kool-Aid. For fruit that never ends.
Make some Kool-Aid soft drink mix. You can always use another friend.
Child of the 60s, episode number 13 here on Podomatic.com. The first song that we heard in that set was from Gordon Lightfoot from Orillia, Ontario, Canada, with a song called Did She Mention My Name from 1968. And following that, we heard from Bob Harrington, another Canadian artist, with a song called Changes from about 1966, and that was written by a protest singer named Phil Oakes. He was an American. His biggest hit was a song called I'm Not Marching Anymore. And after that, we heard from a San Francisco group called The Neighborhood Children with a song called Happy Child from 1968. And if you have any suggestions that you want to pass on to me, any ideas or requests, write me at jwitty@simpatico.ca or drop a line by my page at jwitty.podomatic.com. Oh, and another website I think you should check out is one called garagehangover.com. It's a really great site with a lot of MP3s. And information on those MP3s from the guy that owns the site. He does a lot of research, and he places a lot of pictures and info on the website, a lot of ephemera dealing with a lot of these groups, and it's well worth checking out. And I myself have downloaded a few songs from there. And an episode from the last show from a group called The Middle Class, I downloaded from GarageHangover.com, so I highly recommend that you check it out. It's well worth the time. And speaking of time, it's about time we got back to some more music.
You may think I'm happy as can be.
the only 1966 San Francisco Rolling Stones concert. Tuesday, July 26th at the Cow Palace. The Big 610 urges you to buy tickets early for this unforgettable experience. Tickets on sale now at the Downtown Center, Sherman's Play in Oakland, the San Jose Ticket Office, and the Cow Palace.
All around here with the blue, the living dogs are cute, I don't know what to do.
Oh, baby,
you got me going out of my mind.
You got me up and down, going all around, got me going out of my mind.
Girl, it looks like heaven, dreaming all day and night. Still, my brain's mind is
even more. Oh, baby, you got me going out of my mind. You got me up, down, going all around. You got me going out of my mind.
For a date, oh Lord, I can't wait. See you next Friday night. Man, I'm feeling great.
Oh, oh baby, you got me going out of my mind. You got me up, down, going all around. You got me going out of my mind. You got me going out of my mind. Hey, oh, baby, you got me going out of my mind. You got me up, down, going all around. Got me going out of my mind.
Once upon a time in a far off distant land, far across the sea, miles away from anywhere, over the hills as the crow bark. 39 people lived miles away from anywhere on a little island on a distant land. When harvest time came along, all the people celebrated with a mighty feast and dancing and that. It was Perry's.
For Perry was the loud mayor.
Job to provide.
And Perry's great pleasure, I might add.
A new and exciting.
And usually it was.
Thrill and spectacular performer.
Sometimes a dwarf was used.
This year Perry had surpassed himself by getting a wrestling dog. But who would fight this wondrous beast? I wouldn't for a kickoff. Wouldn't get me fighting it, Dudley.
I'm a loser of all the love I have won or have lost. There is one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end. I'm a loser and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser and I'm not what I appear to be. Although I laugh and I act like a clown, behind this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry? I'm a loser and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser and I'm not what I appear to be. What have I done to deserve such a fate? Realize that I left it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all. I'm a loser, I'm a loser. I'm a loser, I'm a loser.
Well, there's a frayed edge for you.
That was the Beatles with an outtake from the Beatles for Sale sessions of their song I'm a Loser from 1964. And before that, we heard a group from Alabama named the Tempos the song You Got Me Going Out of My Mind from about 1966. And before that, we heard a group called the Mad Hatters with Go Fight Alone from about 1966 as well. Well, thanks for joining me at Jim's Child of the 60s. We're nearing the end of another episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. I failed to mention earlier that as of this show, I'm adding one more song to the show. All previous shows have had 10 songs with commercials and odd little bits thrown in to make it a little bit more interesting. But as of this show, I'm adding one more song just to increase the length a little bit and to make it a little bit more interesting. So I hope you've noticed and I hope you enjoy. Thanks for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s. And I'm going to close this show off with a Jefferson Airplane song called Good Shepherd, which is a traditional one that they did. Rearranged it and put it out in 1969, and I've always enjoyed this song. So thanks for tuning in to Jim's Child of the 60s. This has been episode 13. And until next time, take care.
My sheep.